This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about those times when we don't follow our own advice. Yes, that would be me. And I have a confession today. Recently, I talked about that insatiable desire to have the last word. I talked about a recent incident that happened to me while shopping at Target. In an instant, I allowed myself to be pulled into a back-and-forth exchange with another shopper where I just had to have the last word. I closed that be moment by saying, true strength is not determined by who spews the last word. True strength is resisting that pull into a negative place and rising above the need to be right. And then it happened. I blew it. This time it was with another driver. This driver yelled at me and the back and forth exchange commenced. I was pulled in yet again and overcome with the desire to be right. The incident was only a matter of seconds, but I felt awful after it occurred. I acknowledged on my ride home that I was not following my own advice. That said, today is a new day. As a follower of Christ, I am intent on showing more patience, love, and compassion. If at first we miss the mark, try again. It took Peter 3 times to realize that God wanted him to stop discriminating against the Gentiles. If you too struggle sometimes to keep your actions and words aligned, remember these words, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, try again.